This is AM 1300 KGLO Mason City, also at KGLOAM.com. I'm Tim Fleming, and as mentioned, we get a chance this morning to visit a little bit with Dave Versteeg, the superintendent of schools in the Mason City Community School District. And I know just dealing a few minutes of your time, Dave, is it's really appreciated, because I know how busy you have been and continue to be. First of all, how you doing getting through this very unusual circumstance?
Well, thanks, Tim. It's good to be with you this morning. We really are just taking a day-by-day approach. We have a great team of people working on this, and we've designated some topics or operational areas that we continue to work on, and it's really a really flexible, fluid, day-to-day, hour-to-hour situation.
Yeah, I was thinking about visiting with you, and one of the first things that came to mind was, when did you first start to get an inkling that some of this was going to happen with the coronavirus, and you might have to adjust some things? Sure. Have you put together kind of a calendar looking back from that point to now?
Yeah, it was during spring break when we were off that week. And not a lot of schools were off, but some were. And it's about the middle of spring break. I called a meeting for that Friday, thinking we were going to have school on Monday, and brought our team together, and including public health, emergency management folks. We just had some concerning questions about how we could operationally even have school on Monday, not knowing so many things. And so on that Friday, our plan was to cancel school for the next 2 weeks without an order from the governor, without anybody doing anything. We just felt that our community was not ready to have school, and that was the right decision to do, to buy ourselves more time to figure out how we could have school, not knowing how many people may come back sick from spring break, or where they've been and what people have been up to. So then that weekend, the governor made a recommendation to close schools until April 13th. So we've been in that circle of, so what do we know? What can we do to be ready for the 13th? And also thinking that things may get delayed even more. I think there's it's an important news conference that the governor will have this afternoon at 2:30. And that's been heightened by the fact that the Department of Education has called for a 4 o'clock meeting to follow up on the governor's 2:30 news conference. So we just feel like something's up. We're not sure what it is. Not going to speculate, but I think some more decisions will be made later today.
You know, and Dave, as we go through this period of time, obviously a very unusual situation, one that no one has ever gone through, something quite like this. It's interesting to watch how parts of your staff have continued to do things like get meals out and so forth, and help with that type of thing for students in the district.
Yeah, we're so thankful for people who have stepped up and just done what we needed to do to take care of people. And that was one of the areas that we identified right in the beginning, is that food and connections were really important to people. And so that's been a priority, is just to take care of people since the day this started. And I really give Sarah Mariner, our food service director, and Dan Argus over at the Mohawk Market, as two people who have really done a great job in providing meals. So we provide, through just the daily pickups, over 500 meals a day. And then I can't tell you, because I literally don't know how many dozens of families Mohawk Market also supports. So, and that's just a couple of the efforts. There are other people doing just as admirable things in the community in other ways.
What is your word to your staff right now? I know you said you've got a big meeting this afternoon, obviously, to wait and listen to hear what comes from the state. But what is your message right now to the teachers, staff members, and so forth in the Mason City Community Schools?
Number one, stay healthy. that this is a health crisis. And as much as we want to connect with people and kind of get back to the old ways, kind of fall into a sense of security, a false sense of security, we've got to stay home. We've got to just do that health part of not being around people. And if they don't take care of themselves, they'll never be able to take care of kids when we come back to school. Second part is we are very supportive of our staff connecting with people, but I think you've got to balance that expectation. We hear from parents that just want more support from teachers. They want more learning opportunities for their kids. And so I think those are really important for people to feel connected to school. But on the other hand, I hear from parents every day who are completely stressed about what's going to happen with school. And is my kid falling behind? And what if I don't have internet? And what if we don't have this, have that? So you want to walk a fine line between thinking how each parent needs something different and views this crisis in a different way. And so it's just talking to people, listening to your people, checking in with your kids, checking in with your parents, see what they need, and coming up with a plan that works, almost on an individual basis.
And some of your teachers and so forth, they've been at least reaching out and being in communication with some of those students.
Yeah, I think it's universal. I can't think of a teacher who hasn't attempted and actually talked to students, talked to families, checked in on them. I think, again, there's a lot of that going on, and that's a great place to start as we see what this next decision may be about when or might we ever come back to school this year.
Just going to ask you one final thing, and I know you probably don't have it, but if you had a magic wand, what would happen right now?
I think we'd reverse it and just to keep people safe. I mean, this really is about the health crisis. This is about not overwhelming our health system. And I think there's a lot of people who would probably rethink some of the things that they did during spring break and some of the places they went and how at risk they put themselves for getting ill and getting this virus and then spreading it through our community. So I think that's the thing that if we got that solved, then I think the rest of these kinds of things would take care of themselves.
Great to talk to you, and I know Dave will try to touch base back. I'd love to hear from you after today's meeting, and I know if you stay in touch with us, we'd love to visit with you again and see what the next step is going to be for education in the state.
Will do, Tim. We would love to update everybody on what the plan is going to be going forward.
Thanks, Dave. Appreciate you taking some time with us today. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. That is, again, Dave Versteeg, the superintendent of schools at Mason City Community Schools. Tim Fleming on AM 1300 KGLO.